Mr. Councilors for the 8th District. Our third Councilman Jason Huff is on vacation, so he will not be joining us. We were waiting on Rosa, our administrator, but seems that she's not showing. So our meeting's going to be probably short. We have a guest speaker from the police board tonight, which is going to be the highlight of our meeting. So, Mark, do you want to give an update on anything that you did last month?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Mark Hamblin. I introduced myself to three of you all. This gentleman back here, is he with us?
I'm with Documenters.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
My name is Mark Hamblin.
Great to meet you. Yeah.
Nice to meet you, too. So, what we did is, I got in contact with Principal Sims from Bogan High School. We're going to have a team forum. I told, what's the guy's name, Jason, to get in contact with him because I think it's important for us to engage the youth because I think they have their own, you know, insight about different things about police and different things that's going on. Also, we have, we're going to have a self-defense thing for the ladies. That's going to be happening soon. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
So basically, that's about basically it. Like I say, I'm the community engagement chair. My name is Mark Hamblin, and what we're trying to do is get more youth involved. And I think we're doing a good job. And that's basically all I've got. It's H-A-M-B-E-R-L-I-N. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. So, I'll give a little history on what Mark's talking about. We, the 8th District, have started teen forums. We've been going throughout the district this is going to be our third high school. And what we do is we try to engage the students in conversation. We break the students up into three groups. And each one of us has a group. And we have various questions we discuss with them. And we have them open up how they feel about the police relationships with the youth. And it's been unbelievable. The youth has been very engaging with us. They open up to us. It seems like there's this barrier that is broken down. And we get a lot of good information. And then what we do is we bring them all together at the very end and we have an open discussion. So we're doing our third one, which is April 20th. It's at Bogan High School. Starts at 10 a.m. It's on a Saturday. So I am the nominating councilman that goes to all the nominating meetings. We had just did 4 months of constant meeting and reviewing the applications for the new commission. We had 120 applicants that we had to sift through, read their applications. Out of 22 of us nominating committeemen from each district, we narrowed the list down to 34. And then we had face-to-face interviews. So that took place about 3 weeks ago and 4 weeks ago. It was over two weekends, Saturday and Sunday. And we narrowed that list down to 15. There was a lot of disagreements between the councilmen because there were pro-police people, non-pro-police people. And we think we came up with 15 good candidates. Now the mayor is gonna interview all 15 and then pick 7 to be on the new crime commission. So he was supposed to do that earlier this week, but that didn't happen. But he's going to be doing that very shortly. So Other than that, we've been busy in the community, going to different community meetings and events. And as the summer comes on, we'll be going to a lot more events. Does anybody have a question for us? Yeah, Tom. I think the district advisory board is going to be dissolved. I know that through the 8th district, Sergeant Matt Malloy still tries to hold meetings, but it's just there's nobody showing up. Yeah, so I think they're dissolving it because of the district council meetings.
This sounds similar to what we attended a couple years ago before COVID, where we had the community policing. We went to West Lawn. We had 3 groups. Then we all got together.
I was there. That was a great event. Yeah. We broke up into groups.
Right, right.
And these were all adults.
Right, exactly.
And we talked about what we need better in our community.
Yes.
What we thought of the police, response times, relationships. That was a good meeting.
Right.
I think the West Lawn Civic Association or Barb Ziegler's group is going to be doing that once again.
This is your kids that you're doing.
Yeah, we're doing it for just teenagers.
Yes.
And it's real interesting because, we're different from teenagers, even though we were teenagers once. We thought they weren't going to open up to us, but they really did. And the funny thing is, they were not afraid of the police. They really liked the police. They just want to engage more with the police on a friendly basis, obviously. Anybody else have a question?
Why don't you start with the grammar schools?
Well, we wanted to start with the high schools because we wanted to see how they responded to us. So we've just done, this is going to be our 3rd high school. We've discussed that. We just think sometimes the attention span of the kids might be a little different. Like if there's an officer friendly that would go to the grammar schools, the officer, he would talk to the kids. That was a nice thing. They've stopped that in the schools. But we're going to look at that for the next round. But the high school thing's been working out pretty good, and we're getting more and more young adults. Anybody else?
Are you going to be running? Did you make an application for the new crime commission?
No, I did not. My work as a nominator on the district council, it's a lot.
But they're going to disband it.
No, the district council is not disbanding. I mean, the commission, the police commission, and I think our speaker could go over that a little bit more with you guys. They're not disbanding this. This is a 4-year term, so we're just into our 1st year, so we've got a lot more to tackle. All right, with that being said, I want to introduce our guest speaker, Max Caproni. I'm Italian too, so. He is the executive director of the Chicago Police Board.
Thank you very much. I'm a little bit Italian. I got the name, half Polish, some German as well. My name is Max Caproni. I'm really happy to be here to talk to you about the police board. I'll try to give you a little bit of information and make sense of what we do. It's a confusing structure here in Chicago, so I'll try and shed a little bit of light on that. But most importantly, anytime you have questions, just raise your hand, interrupt me. I think it goes much better if I respond to your questions. The purpose here is to give you information that you want to hear, and I'm just happy to do that. So,
before we forget the question,
yes.
That's a trouble.
Happens to me all the time. So in Chicago, we obviously have the Chicago Police Department doing work with over 12,000 officers throughout the city. Very, very difficult work, very difficult job. I could never do that job. The police department is out there in the most visible people among city government, I would say, in every neighborhood. You know, when you think of, you know, who works for the city, probably, you know, police, fire are the first two you think about. So there's the Chicago Police Department doing all of their great work. Then there are a number of other civilian groups that have specific roles that play a part in overseeing certain things that the police department does. You have these district councils here that we're having a meeting where, as I understand it, it's a chance for civilians here, Al and Mark, to be involved in working with the police here in the 8th District to improve relationships between the community and improve work that is done by the police. So that's an important civilian group. We at the police board are another civilian group, and our focus is a little bit different. So we are citywide, and the main thing that we're known for and that we spend most of our time on are handling disciplinary cases that are brought against Chicago police officers. So the police officers are out there working hard. Sometimes there are allegations that they are violating the rules, that they're committing misconduct. And there's a system set up to try to determine whether or not those allegations are in fact true, and if so, should the officer be disciplined. The police board comes in at the very end of the process for the most serious cases. So you can think of us like a court. There's an allegation made that Chicago police officer did something wrong. There's going to be an investigation. It could be by internal affairs. It could be by another group called the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, COPA. There's an investigation done. If the investigation yields evidence that the officer did something wrong, then there's a recommendation that goes to the superintendent of police. If the recommendation after the superintendent reviews it is going to be the officer should be fired, then the case comes to the police board. So we're like a court for the most serious cases. The superintendent can't just fire an officer, or COPA, or internal affairs that do the investigation, they can't just fire an officer. The way the process is set up is there's a hearing, which is like a trial, and then the police board decides, based on the evidence at the hearing, whether or not the officer is guilty of the charges that are brought against the officer, and if so, whether the officer should be fired or suspended, or perhaps the officer is found not guilty after this trial. So that's the main thing that the board does.
Thanks.
Yes?
How many are on the board?
So there are 9 board members. They're all Chicagoans. They're all civilians. They are nominated by the commission that Al talked about. So this citywide community commission nominates the board members. So they're like a gatekeeper. So they interview and make nominations to the mayor. Then the mayor chooses from that group and forwards on the nominees to the city council, and if they're approved, then they're on the board. So there's 9 board members. It's a pretty diverse group. So there's 4 women, 5 men. 4 are attorneys. There's a pastor. There's a couple of people who work for nonprofits. There's a former FBI special agent, so former law enforcement. It's diverse as far as race and ethnicity. 4 of the members are white. 5 are African American at this point. So it's a group of Chicagoans from various parts of the city, and their job is to, mainly to decide these disciplinary cases.
So what's the difference between COPA and UNAS?
Okay, good question. COPA does the investigations. So they for example, when there's a police-involved shooting, COPA will go out, will gather evidence, will interview witnesses, interview the officers, and then based on all of that evidence that they gather, they're going to make a recommendation to the superintendent. The superintendent is going to review that, say whether or not he agrees. If at the end of that process, the recommendation is to discipline the officer, and in the most serious cases, fire the officer. That's when the police board comes in. And we have a trial, and we essentially start from scratch. And we have witnesses come in and testify about what happened. We have the officer testify about what happened, what was going through his or her mind when the event was unfolding. If there's video evidence, like body-worn cameras, footage, you know, that is made part of the record and introduced in that. And then the police board looks at all of that testimony, looks at the evidence, the videos, and then they decide the case. So it's like, again, like a court.
So let me ask, just kind of figuring this. So COPPA recommends, the superintendent makes his own decision, right. But then the police board is the ultimate.
Exactly. Exactly. The police board is the ultimate decision maker of these most serious cases.
How long is your term?
So they're on the board for 5 years.
Goes through the whole process again.
I'm sorry?
Goes through the whole process again.
Right, yeah. So once you've been on for 5 years, you could be reappointed, but you have to go through that whole process again.
Mm-hmm. Who decides if an officer should be put on administrative leave?
That's up to the superintendent. The policies of the police department. So we're not involved in that. Sometimes COPPA will recommend that, but then it's ultimately the superintendent's call as to whether an officer is going to be stripped of his or her police powers and taken off the street. Now, if they're stripped and taken off the street, they're still getting paid, but they're doing, you know, non-police work. They're doing desk work, answering 311 calls or taking police reports. So they're still getting paid, but they're not out there with police powers.
So these 9 board members, so you're the executive director that facilitates them, correct?
Right, so I work for them, and my main job is to make sure they have everything they need to do their jobs. So I send a lot of emails, gather a lot of paper, make everything available to them so that they can just dig in and do their jobs.
That's the commission appointing the 9 members.
Right. Right. They're involved in appointing the 9 members. Right. So the main point is to have civilians, have Chicagoans involved in making these decisions as opposed to just the police themselves. There's a thinking that, in order to have the most kind of democratic and effective oversight, you have non-police, you have civilians making these decisions rather than the police department. Now, a lot of people would say, the police department should make it, they're the experts. A lot of officers might say that. But the way the structure is set up here in our government, it's civilians making it. Kind of like, juries make decisions in criminal trials. Here we have civilians making decisions in these cases.
How many of these positions are volunteer, and how many are paid positions?
So they all can get a stipend, but the stipend is $12,000 a year. So it's not a full-time job, they're not living off of it. It's meant to kind of compensate them because it does take a lot of time to do this. I think one of the board members says, I'm not going to take the stipend, so they're volunteer, but the other 8 take the stipends. Yes?
Is it now, do they meet every day? So how many times a month?
We meet, generally it's once a month.
Okay, once a month, okay.
Yeah.
And unless you got, some type of investigation.
Right, well, there's hearings that take place, and those can take place many days during the month. Mm-hmm. But the board members, they're not actually physically at the hearings. We get transcripts of the hearings and the videos. So the trial, what we call a hearing, there's a court reporter there, and there's a video, and then the board members read and watch the hearings, and then they make the decision. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I got you.
Who holds the hearings?
My office holds them, and we have a hearing officer that presides over them that doesn't make the decisions, but makes sure everything goes smoothly.
Okay. Yeah. board is made up of really unbiased people.
Everyone comes to decisions with different backgrounds, different perspectives. So we're all going to have, you know, different views. But their job is to be, you know, to kind of set aside their, you know, personal views and make decisions based on the evidence, based on, you know, what the evidence shows, what the testimony is of the witnesses, what's on the video, if there's a video. But, you know, different people are going to interpret things differently. Just like on the Supreme Court, you have justices who have different viewpoints. Police board members have different viewpoints. I'm sure commission members have different viewpoints. But the good thing is that when you have a group of a lot of different perspectives, they come together in a meeting and they talk it out and they discuss and they have very, very vigorous debate and discussion. And, you know, I think having a group of diverse people make decisions is sometimes better, most of the time better than just one person making.
Yes. How long has the board been enacted?
So we've been doing this since 1960. So since the first Mayor Daley, that's when the board was created. So it's been over 50 years. Actually over 60 years now, right? Yeah, so we've been doing this for quite some time.
It would be nice, I don't know if it would work, but it would be nice for you guys to come to one of our district where we have all the council in a meeting, because there'd probably be a million questions.
Sure, yeah, no, I'd be happy to come to that too and do my best to answer that. So if you want to put that idea forward, I'd be happy to. Now, one other thing the board does, in addition to deciding these disciplinary cases, is we also have a monthly meeting. It's on the third Thursday of the month at 7:30. It's down at police headquarters over at 35th and Michigan. And the law requires the superintendent to be there, the head of COPA to be there, and they're there almost every month. Sometimes they have to send, you know, a designee, like maybe the first deputy. But it's an opportunity for members of the public to come and interact with the highest levels of the department. So Superintendent Snelling is there, he gives a report. If we have public comments, you know, people can ask questions of him or of the board. The Chief Administrator, Andrew Kirsten from COPA, is there. So it's like a community meeting, but you know, citywide, with the highest level officials there. So if you ever have an issue that you feel you want to bring to the superintendent's attention, you know, say it's more than a local issue, or your local, you know, officials are not you know, responding in a way that is satisfying you, you do have an opportunity to come to the police board.
How's the attendance?
It varies. So some days, you know, some months we have 10 or a dozen people. Some months we have, you know, 50 people. A lot of times it depends on, you know, if there's an incident that happens right around the meeting that's got a lot of people concerned or there's a lot of interest, they might come out to the meeting and, you know, express their views. Other times it's a little more quiet.
What kind of agenda is that you have in this case?
There's kind of three or four regular agenda items. There's a report by the superintendent, so he'll give an update on things that he wants the public to know. There's an update from the head of COPA, the Chief Civilian Office of Police Accountability. Then another thing we do is when we have disciplinary cases that have to be decided, they're decided and announced at that public meeting. So that's the first time that everyone finds out what the decision is going to be. So if it's a you know, a high profile case, a lot of times the news media will be there. It's the first time the superintendent finds out, the accused officer, and the public. Yes?
That's three.
And then public comment. So there's a time set aside for anybody who wants to speak at the meeting can sign up to speak, and you get at least 2 minutes to speak.
Okay, now. For example, if this organization wanted to bring something to that would be under that
public comment, right?
And we would be able to get 2 minutes.
At least 2 minutes. And if you have more people, you know, we can work with you to expand that to make sure you have enough time to, you know, get get your concerns.
And do we get reply on paper, or do we get...
So it depends on kind of what you're... If it's something that either the board or the superintendent or COPA can answer right then and there, they will. But if not, then they'll get back to you. And we have a process to make sure that they get back to you. And so we do have a website. It's chicago.gov/policeboard. And there's a section there on the public meetings, and you can find out how to sign up to speak. Or you can just, I'll give you my email address, you can just send me an email, right, and I'll give you our phone number. So my email is max.caproni@cityofchicago.org. And I've got some business cards here I can so you can email me if you have questions. I'm more than happy to help. You can call our office. It's 312-742-3259 is my direct line.
Could you repeat that?
Sure, 312-742-3259. So I'm accessible by email, by phone. We have a website. Also on the website, there's a lot of information about our disciplinary decisions and some of the other things that the board does as well. So just, I can talk for hours about what we do, but I'm going to sleep. So but I've hit the highlights.
So Jason did make it. He just flew in.
Just got back in the top, guys.
You have a cup shirt on down here?
Yeah.
Hey, that's risky, isn't it?
Very risky. But it's kind of full circle. So the district councilman, the nominating committee, nominates the commission, which the mayor decides. And then the commission picks the police board.
Right. Right. So the idea is to have civilians having a voice in who's making all of these decisions.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jay, you got anything to say?
Sorry, I'm late. our intent when we have these meetings, ladies and gentlemen, is to have everyone from every possible oversight department or bureau or agency come out and explain to you guys the aspect of what they do, because sometimes they each got individual responsibilities. Like ourselves, we work with you guys, the citizens. The commission works with us to create policy and work with you guys as well. But they work on another level, they have sole responsibilities. COPA has another set of responsibilities. So sometimes that can be confusing, and that's why we invite these guest speakers out. And I'm glad that Max came out and talked to you guys. That's all I have as far as...
I think it's real confusing, and I think people still don't realize what every group does.
Right. It is. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of civilian involvement, which is a good thing, but then it's also kind of confusing how everything works. And that's, it's a lot of
As of right now, I may be off on the number by one or two, but currently there's either 11 or 13 police oversight agencies here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois that oversees just the Chicago Police Department. They have everything from the CCPSA, which is us, the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, to the police board, to internal affairs, to COPA, to state level agencies that do investigations. So there's a handful of things that the police technically are dealing with on the oversight. I don't know if Al spoke to you earlier, but I did a ride-along about a month ago. I think I emailed it to Tom. Tom, did you? Tom got it. And one of the things, and I don't mean to cut you off,
man.
One of the things that I experienced in the six-hour day that I rode along with an officer from here in the 8th District was the liability issue. Too many of these officers, when they go to calls, they got to worry about liability. It didn't happen before where you as a citizen can call in and make a complaint with COPA. You couldn't remain anonymous. Now you can. And that's a detriment because now these officers have to worry about are any citizen who may be upset with them or didn't like the service or the level of service given to them on that call. They can now call COPA and file a complaint. And these officers have to answer from the officer I work with up to 50 questions when they get a complaint. And if they find them liable on any of those complaints, now they deal with the level of discipline anywhere from a slap on the wrist all the way up to suspension and discharge, depending on the severity of the complaint and whatnot. I wish Rosa was here. I didn't know she wasn't here. I did have that report for you guys to read. It's very interesting. But one of the reasons why you guys don't see the level of service that you once did is a liability issue. They're always concerned about being sued and what's going to happen to them on their end as far as being sued or disciplined. So hopefully you guys join us next month. I will have that report with me next month. I will be there. But take that into consideration. That and the staffing levels, I know one of the things when we were here last month when Archer had their meeting was the response times. They're down 30% in the 8th District. When I looked at the Office of Inspector General report the other day before leaving on vacation, according to the Office of Inspector General, there's 300 officers in the 8th District. That's on the city's website. How accurate that is, who knows? But that's according to what the Office of Inspector General has. That's another key place to go. If you guys like to look up data and research, go to the Office of Inspector General for the City of Chicago. I believe it's OIG.org, or you can just Google Office of Inspector General, and they have all the stats for the 8th District here. Time of calls, the type of calls, how many officers are here, how many are per beat, per district, and all that. It's a useful piece of information, but just to sort of circle it back, there are way too many, and none against Mr. Caproni and his police board, but at the end of the day, I wholeheartedly believe, I can't speak for my colleagues, I just think there's too much oversight right now. But at this time, that's why we're bringing these individuals so you guys can better understand and get a better feeling for what they do individually in their departments. So.
Does anybody have any more questions? For us or Max? How about a big hand for Max?
Our next meeting will be, we're in April, May. We're going to have it at Westlawn Park. We don't have a secured date yet because we're still working with the Park District. But it will be either Wednesday or Thursday, same time, 6:30. We will pass that information on to Tom. And this way, if Tom would do us a favor and pass it on to you guys, and you guys like to attend those meetings, we'd appreciate you guys coming out. Next month, we do have a guest speaker. It's a female, I forgot where she was from. But she was going to talk about a certain subject, again, pertaining to policing and what they do as far as their department. Again, we do have two upcoming events. Next Saturday, if you have a team that's interested, or a team that you know that would like to take part in our police team police forum. It's from 10 to 12 at Brogan High School. We've done two of these already. They've been very successful, very informative. And then May 11th, we have a free self-defense workshop for women and young teens at Burn School, Burn Elementary. 53rd and Oak Park.
Oak Park, yes.
It'll be May 11th. From 10:30 to 11:30, it's a 1 hour brief session. It's from 15 and up, age is 15 and up. The only reason why it's 15 and up is because of liability issues from the person who's hosting the, or who's demonstrating self-defense tips.
You said we only have 300 officers for the 8th district?
According to the Office of Inspector General.
I think it's less.
We got the biggest district in the whole city of Chicago.
So keep in mind, it breaks it down to per capita. So there's 100 officers for every 100,000 here in the 8th district.
No, it's less than that for us. It really is.
So like I said, this is going by what the city's data is, and we all know the city can manipulate how they want to, but if you have time, it has a lot of data there. It really does. It's a very fascinating piece of information because I was looking at it to do a report I'm doing.
What's that report again?
Pardon me?
What's the website look up?
Office of Inspector General. When you go on there, City of Chicago Office of Inspector General, they have all this. There's a dashboard. It says dashboard. There's a tab that says dashboard. And it'll say police information. You can break it down for the whole city, or you can just break it down by district, and you can even break it down by your beat. And one of the reasons that I wanted to see response times comparable to the west end of the district compared to the east end, and vice versa. And service calls, it'll even break down service calls, how many service calls there are per district, and whatnot.
Well, I did that monthly when we go 33, but our guys are never around, they're west.
No, they're really not west, they're
east. Or whatever, they're at. Is that anywhere where the new police station would go?
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about that.
I have a question. Now, Jason, I know you have these meetings that you're saying, and these activities that you're talking about. Do you have any paper that comes out on this, or a newsletter, or something like that?
So currently, right now, there's two ways that we're doing things. And I know some of you guys are not social media savvy or don't want social media.
Right.
We have currently a Facebook account, the City of Chicago. So since this is a new bureau and agency, they're currently going to develop a webpage for each individual district, for each district council, and that's still under development. We had to recently turn in our bio about ourselves, a lovely picture of ourselves as well, and some information about us. And then that's where they're going to be keeping up date. I don't know where our community coordinator person is, but she would have a sign-in sheet, and we would have your email address. And I also send out email blasts to you guys to let you know what's going on.
So if I give you my email, I could probably get something.
Yes, normally we have a sign-in sheet here. Our community outreach coordinator is usually at our meetings. And again, I don't know what happened. I don't know if she had a family emergency. Myself, I just, like you said, just came back to town. I wasn't aware of that.
That's her calling.
But there she is right now. But that's the third way that we try to outreach to you guys. So social media, we'll have the webpage, and we'll email blast you guys as well. We also try to send information out to other people like Tom. If Tom is generous enough to help us out, let you guys know at his Archery Civic Association meetings, then that's also another form that we...
Well, I was surprised that I didn't see it on the our newsletter.
It wasn't in the newsletter.
Yeah, well, so I can't tell them what to put in the newsletter. That's...
No, I'm just saying, in future, would that be considered?
Absolutely.
Give him
the city is supposed to put out all the district meetings every month. It was supposed to go out to the public. So we've been doing it, like Jason says, on Facebook, and trying to word of mouth. Here's our girl. She's got the paper. But going back to your question about the police station, so you probably all got to vote for it on the ballot.
Right.
It passed with 87% approving to split the 8th district up because of the fact that we don't have enough coverage. It's the biggest district, like Jason reiterated. So all the aldermen were for it. Alderman Quinn, Alderman Tavares, Alderman Rodriguez, Alderman Jalen Gutierrez, they were all for it. So now, the trying to locate spots that could give coverage to everybody. Right now it looks like it's two spots I brought up. One was St. Camillus for the old National Guard on 63rd. So it looks like it's going to be around Midway, which is good for everyone because we're all in the heart of Midway. So knowing how the city works, it might not happen tomorrow, but at least it's moving forward.
So our community outreach coordinator, this is Mr. Rubio. She is very vital in what we do. As I mentioned to you guys earlier, here are the flyers, if you guys would like to take one with you for the team forum. Also, the report that I did for the ride-along is also here. And if you'd like to take one of these. In addition, the breakdown of what we do and how this whole CCPSA works, from the district counselors to the commission. It's a good read, so if you guys want to take this with you, please feel free to do so. And again, we will try to keep in touch with you guys best we can, especially those who are not on social media. We will try to do an email blast, work with Mr. Tom over there to get a notice to you guys at Jarrett Jarrett Civic Association. And through, once we get the webpage up, hopefully the webpage will be sufficient as well. So, we appreciate you guys coming out.
So tonight, if we sign tonight about an email, because you said you were indefinite for the May meeting, if we sign up, will we get contacted about that?
Yes, once I secure the May date and location at Westlawn, you guys will send an email back. It will probably be, we usually create a flyer. It'll say, community meeting. Okay. May, whatever, and it'll have the date and time and everything on there. It'll say what our agenda is going to be and who the guest speaker is, and then go from there.
Okay.
So, if you guys could, we appreciate you giving us your email and whatnot. But I don't have any other thing on my agenda. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to bring up or any concerns or issues?
If there is a concern or issue that we wanted to bring up, what do you do with that?
So here's the way it breaks down is when we have a meeting, and I'm sorry this is so jumbled today. Usually we're more organized. What we do is we open up the meeting with an open public comment section for 20 minutes. Each person gets 2 minutes maximum. Depending on how many people there are, if you have more to say, then we'll come back to you and allow you to finish what you have to say. But we have to at least give everyone 2 minutes. If you have a concern or an issue with policing, police officers, we'll take that down. We'll get you your answer if we don't have it for you currently. And we can either email you your response back to you, or if you attend the next meeting, we can give you your response back there. When we first started this, there was a few people who had some issues and concerns. What I would do is I'd get their answer and I'd email it back to that person individually. And I would email my community coordinator here as well, so she was also aware that we responded to it. And then if you attended as well, we'd go over it as well at the meeting as part of the minutes review for the month. Depending on the concern, most of those issues, we go directly to the commander. Any issues that you have with policing or police officers, we can't go to anyone below a rank of sergeant. So if you have a concern with an officer or policing issue, normally the first person we go to is the head of the table, which is going to be Commander Spraney. So that's the first person we go to. And if he doesn't have the answer directly, he may give us a lead or a direction to go and get the answer. Maybe headquarters has an answer or City Hall. So if there's something that he may not be able to answer legally or because of his position, then we go to those avenues as well. So, but that's the general idea behind it. We're here, so if a person is not comfortable talking to a police officer or about policing to the police, they can come to us and we can have issues dealt with it as well. So like I said, we did the community surveys last year. They were pretty well received. We had about 200 responses. We'll have a report on that. We're going to do a report on this as well about the team forum. So this is all just in its infancy, and we're just growing to try to work with the individuals and the residents better so that you guys feel better with policing the officers here in the district. So. We do have a email address. You can email all of us here. We have, it's DC008. And I don't want to give you the wrong one, so I'm just going to look it up right now.
I can also give you my card and you can email me, and then I can go ahead and I can,
there you go.
I can make sure you have the correct email address.
And you'll respond.
Yeah, I work all day. It's really hard time. This is my full time. So I can, and it's not just, sorry.
No, that. Yeah, so she gave your card. She can email her, or if you want to comment to us, the email is dc008publiccomment@gmail.com. So again, the email, ladies and gentlemen, is dc008publiccomment@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments there, you can email us. It goes, once I get an email, it goes directly to my phone. It'll ping, I look at it, and unless I'm at work, I usually am pretty responsive. I'll respond within the hour to you guys. Unless I'm at work, and then obviously I can't respond that fast. Same thing with my name is Jason. Last name's Huff, H-U-F-F. I'm the chairman of this district council, 48th district. I'm sure Mark and Al introduced themselves in their positions. But again, we respond pretty quickly and we try to get your answers. We like to be as transparent and as straightforward with you guys as possible. So. Yes, Tom.
How much advising capacity do you have with Commander Spinkley? Does he listen to you guys? Or?
So I would say out of all the district councils, so far from what I've seen, we have a great working relationship with our commander. There are some district councils that right now are not seeing eye to eye with their commanders and they're not working well with them. We do talk to them. I did have a meeting at the beginning of the year to discuss what his goals were for the district. And he's been responsive to all the concerns that we've had so far pertaining to policing and police officers. So when we present him with a question or concern, it may take him a little bit longer to respond because he obviously is so much more busy than what. But again, we do try to get you your response as quick as possible. But we do have a good working.
We have a really good relationship. He meets with us. There's things he can't tell us. There's things that he will tell us. And if we bring up something to him and he can't talk about it, he'll move on. But he's very open to us.
We had a good takeaway to tell us. Yeah, Archer Heights Civic Association, East Ray Park, and Archer Park is his head. And one of the things I requested, I sent an email to Matt Malloy and asking for a police presence on him. Especially when the kids were outside, he had to take. He had the situation with these bench street signs, gangs trying to get into the neighborhood. We were trying to keep them out. So, bearing that in mind, he said, can you give us the police coverage for an hour and a half? And for the most part, they did it. The camp's officers, Tracy and Doug Anderson. I'll tell you, they were a big hit with this kid.
Yeah.
Because they were giving out these little stickers, stars, police badges, and pencils, police pencils. The kids were jumping at it. They were taking pictures of them and everything. So you were talking earlier about the teams, get them to light the police. And somebody here brought it up, which is That was a good thing. I mean, I really noticed that the script was closing with the officers and others, so high-fiving them.
But when we do the team forms, last one the police came, Officer Tracy, Officer Anderson, and the kids liked that they could talk to them without feeling like they're going to get in trouble. And Officer Tracy said to one guy, this one young kid, he asked if he ever shot his gun. Officer Tracy said, in 22 years, I have never shot my gun, which was an amazement to the kids. It was an amazement to me, but that was great.
So at the end of the day, we tried to build this bridge between all age groups and all ethnicities from the city of Chicago here in the district with these officers. We know, again, I was out of town. I seen the news with the video release of what happened with the officer and the gentleman on the west side of Chicago. But at the end goal is for us to build that bridge again and try to have both police and residents working together again to not only keep your neighborhood nice, but the whole district as nice as possible. So again, we all have community service. Myself, Al, been doing this for years. Mark's been doing this for years. We do it because we want to help people, certainly not for the money. So believe it, we don't get the pay that some of these people, other people get, but it's
they
a 500,
a stipend.
We're not considered city employees, no. Even though we're elected officials, we're considered contractors.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, we have to pay taxes on that $5,000 or $6,000 that we make. So at the end of the year, this is actually, again, we do this because we love helping people out and they want to work with you guys to build bridges. I don't want to keep up time because I know Tom's meeting and the civic association's running behind us. But any final questions, comments, or things I can answer for you, or Al or Mark?
My last question is
sure.
Just a recap. You guys been in office for a year now, right? So is it 1 year term, 2 year term?
It's a four year term.
So and the way after this 4 years, what happens?
In 4 years, when the alderman and the mayor are up for re-election. We're up for re-election. We actually have term limits.
Anybody else could run.
We can run again, but we can only do 3 term limits. We can only serve 12 years, which is a good thing because I think everyone, should have a turn and put their own ideas and thoughts into this. They can't be a member of the police department, currently a police department. There's certain criteria to be a district councilman.
So you can't have a history of, or you recently retired, things like that. So 5 years of either police work, police TV, things like that. But
it's a 4 year term, and then when you guys go to vote again in 2027, there will be 3 more people, hopefully, that you can vote from or choose from, and either keep us 3 if we decide to run again, or if not, 3 new people. And it starts all over again with their new ideas and their thoughts on how to work with you guys on better build the bridge with policing. But I think for the most part, we're doing good. It's still in its infancy. We've only got 1 year in. This is the second time we're here at St. Richard's. So hopefully, the more familiarity and the more times we do this, you guys will come out and attend and let us know what you thought of it. So, did that answer your question, young man?
Very good, thank you.
And really, really quick, it's also not just about problems, but if you guys have ideas or you want to create a block club on your or a block ambassador on your block, also think about ways, especially with the summertime coming, and we all know living in Chicago, violence is heightened, but if you have any violence interruption ideas for your block, for your neighborhood. Like, you know, if you guys need any support with that, you can email me. I can find you guys resources within the city, or you guys can go through the district councils. They're doing a great job. I mean, we have a lot. It's been a it's been a learning experience for all of us, but it's been, we're only going to get better.
With that, if you know, like I belong to St. Nicholas of Palatine Church,
oh, yeah.
And if that's, those churches or organizations want to have some kind of a meeting where your presence is required, is that
you can always invite, yeah, definitely them first, but if they can't make it, then you can.
So what I will tell you this is, if they want to do a group meeting like this, we're open to it. But you gotta give us enough of advance notice, because we have to do a special meeting notice. We have to put out to the public that we're doing a special meeting,
right,
to not violate the Open Meeting Act, especially if there's two of us present. If it's just a one-on-one, you can. I'll give you my phone number, my email. You can contact me. I'll be more than willing to meet up with you, or even Rosa if I'm not available and I have work. She can go and attend those meetings, or if these gentlemen are not busy. Again, as long as it's a one-on-one thing, we don't have to do a special meeting notice. But if you want like all three of us there to talk to the group, or two or more, then we have to send a notice out and say, hey, we're doing a special meeting.
Why don't you explain to me what's in general?
And if you want us to come out to the table to bring your meeting, or this is something we also pass out. It gives a really good breakdown of exactly what the commission and the district councilors do. So if you just want us to come out to sort of table and bring education to your area, we can do that, which normally it's the coordinators, myself, and there's, by the end of May, there will be six of us total. But we all are assigned different districts. My districts are 7, 8, 9, and 25, currently. I will be dropping 25 soon, and then I will be getting another one, probably 10 or 11, or 12 or 10. But I'm south side. I'm pretty much this whole area.
And bilingual?
Yes, I am. And I support 12 district councils currently.
You don't know how to speak Spanish?
Whatever. He thinks you know Spanish. But if you guys want one of these, I can also hand them out to you. But yeah, so please feel free. I have my cards here if you need anything. Please feel free to reach out, and then I can connect you with them if you guys don't have their information.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, I don't want to hold time up in their Archaic Civic Association. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
We'll be in touch.